Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Diego Alfonso, airline transport pilot, designated pilot examiner, with over 13,000 hours of dual given from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. My name is Diego Alfonso, and I'm the host of the Florida Aviation Network, broadcasting in the clear from the Howard Hughes exhibit in the Florida Air Museum on the grounds of Sun and Fun at the Lakeland Linder Regional Airport in sunny Lakeland, Florida. And today, we have a treat for you because we have a very unusual act. It's an aerobatic act. You know, it's an aerobatic act, but there are some twists to this thing. And I'm not going to bore you with my notes. I'm going to let the performer itself, Kyle Franklin, to let you know what this is all about. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'll tell you what. I've been reading my notes, and I understand you do wing walk. I mean, it's like a flying circus. You got wing walking, sky riding, using the mystery ship,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, correct.
And the thing that really got me thinking was the Dracula theme.
Yeah.
And why don't you just go ahead and let us know what Kyle Franklin is all about.
Well, my family's been doing air shows for 46 years now. I'm the last Franklin still doing air shows. Most of the rest of my family wised up and got a real job. But I still do air shows full time. And, you know, people that kind of know things about my family, you know, we've been around so long, we've done lots of different things. And I'm always trying to kind of reinvent myself, come up with something new and different, and kind of stick with what's popular in the pop culture and different things. And, of course, myself, I've done everything from wing walking to flying, motorcycle airplane transfers. I've done just about everything when it comes to that end. But then, a couple of years ago, we used the Waco Mystery Ship, and we came out with the Pirated Skies routine. It was a pirate-themed wing walking and aerobatic routine. And now I'm spinning it with a vampire theme. You know, the vampires are all the rage now. And I've always liked, ever since I was a kid, I always liked vampires and pirates.
Right.
Those are always my two favorite things. And so I've been trying to work them into the air show business. And this airplane I'm flying now, though, airplane I've been working on for 9 years. It's something my father and I started, and it's been, up and down trying to get the thing finished. It's a true home built. It's built from scratch. It's not built off of any other airframe. We start off with tubing, and with the help of a lot of friends and everything, we've gotten the airplane finally finished last year. And basically, the airplane is, it looks a lot like my Waco mystery ship did. The Waco was a 1940 UPF-7, highly modified cockpit, brought back 30 inches, landing gear extended 18 inches, and we put a 985 Pratt & Whitney on the nose of it. And this airplane looks a lot like that, except 20% smaller. And we upgraded that look. We had the look of the 1930s, but we upgraded with all the modern tricks with it. It's got almost full-span ailerons, the modern-style ailerons, top and bottom. It has the very first direct port fuel injected 985 from Tulsa Aircraft Engines and Airflow Performance, and it's producing over 500 horsepower, and we've got all these new trick things with this airplane that gives it a roll rate of almost 300 degrees per second.
Wow!
And I mean, for an airplane of its size, it's a really good performing airplane, and it weighed in at only 1,748 pounds. It dry empty weight on it, so it's very light, very maneuverable, and I'm just loving the airplane. And I wanted to do, what else other than just being, like I said, another aerobatic act?
Right.
What could I do? So I came up with this vampire thing. The airplane was dubbed Dracula. The model's actually a Demon One, but we call it Dracula. And I play a character, Vakul, and we've got a whole backstory that goes with it when we talking about vampires and how we now, no longer afraid of the night, and we rule
right.
the day, too, and different things. So it's got something for everybody. So that's the other thing I'm always trying to strive for, is to incorporate everybody, not just pilots and enthusiasts, the aviation enthusiasts, but when I go to air shows, all the kids that come out, then try to get them a little bit more interested in aviation by having something they can relate to and they've grown up with and kind of see. And so the, you know, between the pirate thing and now the vampire, it's just it adds more to the routine, and it gets more of the demographic, all the way from the kids to the older gentlemen that have, you know, been looking at all the barnstorming stuff for years.
Right, because only pilots don't go to air shows.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
A whole group of people come, maybe two pilots, and the rest are non-pilots.
Yeah, well, whenever I get out to perform, I'm performing for the crowd, my fans, the spectators. You know, I'm here to perform for them. And so I'm always trying to think, what are they going to enjoy the most? You know, I'm not necessarily just coming out to perform for pilots. I'm performing for the general public that comes out.
Sure, and hoping that we can hook them.
Yeah, exactly.
Into aviation, that they will turn into pilots, you know, someday. Oh. And then they may say, well, I remember when I was at Sun and Fun, I saw mm-hmm. Kyle Franklin doing this, and man, I want to do that, you know.
That's how a lot of us get into this. Even my father, Jimmy Franklin, you know, he went to his first air show when he was 12 years old and saw Harold Cryer and Charlie Hillard perform and made the decision right then that he wanted to become an air show pilot. And he started performing at air shows when he was 19, and, you know, 38 years later, he's still doing it. So
that is so great. I mean, especially when you know what you want to do, and that you can start doing it right away, because mm-hmm. you know, some people really don't find their calling mm-hmm. until later.
Right.
Some don't even find it at all.
No,
so
that's very true.
It is a great deal to me. It's a great deal to find out what you really like to do, get paid for it, and enjoy it.
Very much, yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember my grandfather telling me one time, he says, I don't care. He says, if you don't like what you're doing, mm-hmm. you're underpaid.
Right.
No matter how much money you make.
Exactly. Very true.
And that makes so much sense, because that's what it is. And as pilots, this is what we like to do. And if we can get paid on top of that, mm-hmm. man, it doesn't get better than that. But I want to go back to something that you say that is still rattling around in my mind, and yep. I want you to elaborate a little bit on that. And it has to do with, you said something about motorcycle transfer or something?
Yeah, it was a thing. My family, actually, we did the very first motorcycle to airplane transfer. There had been a car to plane transfers, but my family did the very first motorcycle to airplane transfer. I believe it was 1972. And typically we use Piper Super Cub or something, and then we've got a 13-foot rope ladder dangling out, and there's two people on a motorcycle. One's driving, the other one's riding side saddle on the back of it, and we run down the runway about 80-90 mile per hour, and the guy on the back of the motorcycle has to jump from the motorcycle to the rope ladder hanging from the airplane. And we decided to use the motorcycle because we felt it was more dramatic, and it was kind of, and in some ways it was a little easier,
right,
than a car. But we started doing that years ago. My family's been doing that one for years. And then I started doing it back, I guess it was mid-90s, late 90s. I started being the one doing the transfer. And then I've also been the one driving the bike, and I've also been the one flying the airplane. So I've been in all three positions on that one. And, you know, we were the only people to ever do the motorcycled airplane transfer. And it was
great.
It was
really
cool.
Let me ask you this, the routine. Mm-hmm. Can you describe for us what the aerobatic routine is like from the beginning to the end?
Well, it's unlike a lot of performers, I don't actually fly a set routine.
Oh, okay.
And so I've got lots of different maneuvers, but it depends. Whenever I dive in, if, you know, say, you know, temperature's different, winds are different, or the airplane's not performing quite as well, or all these different things, when I dive in, you know, if I'm supposed to do one maneuver there and I look at it, all right, I don't have the speed to do that maneuver, I do something else and I wait until I do the other maneuver later. So, but, you know, with this new airplane, we're still getting a lot of things dialed in on it. You know, we test flew the thing November 30th of last year, so I'm still learning a lot in the airplane, but the airplane is a phenomenal airplane. It flies great. It's a safe, full aerobatic airplane, and, I mean, we're figuring out some really neat things to do. It'll rudder turn like you won't believe. It'll just almost do a complete 180.
Oh, my God.
And it tumbles really well, and seeing a big biplane, and not just a little monoplane with the little pitses, tumble like this thing does, it does some really neat things. And it will also do all the traditional things that I did in the Waco, from the flat inverted spin, all the different barnstorming maneuvers, and then we're also trying to, you know, add a little bit of a twist to some of the traditional barnstorming maneuvers. You know, it's, you know, that way just trying to make it appeal to both sides. You know, the people that like seeing all the tumbling airplanes, and then also the ones that like, you know, more the traditional barnstorming act.
Okay. Just one last question I want to ask is, stress-wise? Mm-hmm. It's just like a wacko or?
No, this one, the way this thing's been designed up, I mean, it's a 15 plus or minus G airplane. I mean, the airplane can take a lot more than I can. And it's we built it as almost an unbreakable airplane.
That's great. Kyle, unfortunately, we have gotten to that point where time tells us get out of here.
All right. Well,
and
thank you.
I really enjoy talking to you. I'm really going to be looking forward to see your show.
Well, thank you. And if anybody else wants any more information, they can visit our website, franklinairshow.com, or on Facebook, Franklin's
Flight
Circus.
And I wish you all the luck in the world. And the next time, I bring a cup of blood.
There you go. Thank you,
and
sir.
We had a great time today. We have come to the end of our programming. Have a good night.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.